Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music. In the next 30 minutes, we'll bring you incredible new, undiscovered, and underappreciated music from around the world. We provide links to every artist we feature on Lost on Radio, so please visit rightchordmusic.com and click on the Lost on Radio tab for more information. Hi, you're listening to Lost on Radio.
Yo, listen up, this is Cody from High Tide.
Hello! Hi. Hello, we are the Mispers.
Hello, music fans. We're the band Queen Chief.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Skylar from Remedies.
We are Taliesin.
I'm Kitty Finer.
Hi, I'm Eliza Hull.
Oh, hi. You're listening to the sweet, sweet harmonies of the Deadline Shakes.
And you are listening to Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music.
Is it good?
Yeah. Hello, and welcome along to episode 268 of Lost on Radio from Rightchord Music. I must admit, there were times when I didn't think we were going to get to make this show, but we are here. We are back after a short hiatus. And it's time to make it stop.
Traces that someone, somewhere will carry the
You've just heard Doctors of Madness and Make It Stop. And if you've never heard of their name before, let me give you a bit of a rundown on Doctors of Madness. So their first release was actually in 1975, a year before I was born. So kind of pre-punk. And they have the claim to fame that the Sex Pistols and The Clash actually supported them. I think later Joy Division did as well, which is pretty cool, isn't it? Have that on your CV. The Guardian last year, I think in an article, described them as a missing link between David Bowie and the Sex Pistols. So in the 3 years they were around, they created a pretty big stir and are still kind of a big influence for lots of bands. And say after 40 years or so, they are back with not only the single you just heard, which is called Make It Stop, which was out today, but they've also got a brand new album on the way, produced by John Leckie of Radiohead fame, which is called Dark Times, which is out in September. So we're going to play probably a couple more tracks from that album in the coming months. I've actually had the privilege of listening to that album, and I'll tell you what, it's well worth a listen. It's absolutely brilliant. The reason, I guess, I've been kind of motivated to come back and produce a new record is the times we're in. I say the album title kind of suggests it's dark times. The single is called Make It Stop. This is all about the kind of global drift to right-wing extremism and the kind of persecution of minorities. It's a pretty serious message. It's very political, and it's great as well. And it's so good to have someone standing up and saying that, right? It's brilliant to have them on the show. Coming up next, we have a band who are kind of at the opposite end of their career spectrum, I guess you could say. This is their second ever single. They're called The Bugles. The track is called Give Up, and they are five mates from London, Bristol, Birmingham and Cardiff who play punk and indie rock.
Does he see? He sees a happier man and a man is
over to Australia and Melbourne for a band we've actually featured previously on Lost on Radio. I think it was episode 262. I remember playing it and thinking at the time it sounded a lot like Interpol, which is always kind of music to my ears, a band I actually adore. But this is Teenage Dads. This is from their EP called Red. This is track one. It's called Taylor. And it's pretty down decent. We'll
so I'll get drunk and call anyone that wants to talk, and maybe in the morning I'll miss you. I'm not gonna miss you. You better still remain. I guess you've been sleeping, you never change. Your plans will stay the same. You won't stop dreaming of yesterday. Let's go our separate ways. I'm not sleeping, I'm not dreaming. I'm not sleeping, I'm not dreaming. I'm just feeling bored. You're not what I want.
Excellent stuff from Teenage Dads. And as I look out my window, it is grey and rainy. I don't know what has happened to the summer. And when I hear words Melbourne, Australia, even though it's kind of their winter right now, I still kind of think in my mind it's going to be blue skies and beaches and kind of want to go there instead, I'll be honest. But hey, we're going to battle on. It's sticky and wet in London. Right, so next up we have, I'm going to say the Bagatelles. I think that's right. I hope it's not the Bagatelles, but I think it's the Bagatelles. The track is called One of These Days. They are a BBC introducing band. They only formed last year, so they're pretty new. They're from Derby. They released their debut EP, which was called More of a Statement Than a Conversation, in December last year, and they've got a new EP on the way this year as well, so kind of exciting times for them. And yeah, let's see what you make of this. This is One of These Days by the Bagatelles.
One of these days there'll be nothing left for you to lose, so come what may, you formed your fate. Now the time is right for you to choose. Don't underestimate. Cause now I'm at enough. Propaganda, slander, subterfuge will implicate. I thought that we were mates. Now the time is right for you to choose. Don't overcomplicate. Cause now I'm at it all. We'll be right back.
I mentioned at the start of the show, we've moved house and I'm enjoying it. We are now in North London, in Kentish Town. So if you know London, it's kind of near Camden. So just, I guess, probably a 15-minute walk away. So I'm excited that now I can stroll out of my house and then we're here 15 minutes, be at some of Camden's finest music venues. Looking forward to seeing Fontaines DC towards the end of the year, assuming they're back to full health. I heard today that they're actually going to cancel all their remaining festival shows, which isn't great news. But yeah, there's a ton of great venues. The Barfly, well, now formerly the Barfly around the corner, the Fiddler's Elbow, where I first ever saw the Daydream Club years ago. And yeah, but I think I'm going to see the Officer's going to play an acoustic show in a couple of weeks' time. If you listen to a show before, you know how much we love him. So yeah, it's great to be in kind of one of the central hubs of live music in London. And I can't wait to report back on what I'm seeing in the coming weeks and months. It's going to be very, very exciting. Right, next up, we head over to Denmark. And I say, I don't think we've ever played a Danish artist on Lost On Radio before. So it's brilliant to have music from around the world. We always say just how narrow our music consumption is. If you listen to any form of radio, when was the last time you heard a Danish artist on UK radio? You don't, right? So I'm delighted to welcome Jacob Forholt to Lost On Radio. He is one of Denmark's most prolific songwriters. He's already put out 10 albums. That's kind of a mixture of solo work and also with his former project called Crystal Ships, mostly released on his own label called Raw Onion Records, which is a great name. And if you like Bright Eyes, I think you're going to really like and enjoy Jacob Forholt. So do take you some time to work your way back through his back catalogue. As I say, a ton of music to listen to. But today we're going to play The Dark Isn't Right.
Where do we go when the
Again, if you've listened to a show before, you may be aware of our sister site, Major Label. If you haven't, then let me explain what Major Label is all about. We kind of have a kind of growing Right Call Music family. We have a blog, which is obviously Right Call Music, and the podcast you're listening to right now, which is also, I should be absolutely clear about this, is also a playlist on Spotify, a growing playlist. So do head over to Spotify if you want to just listen to the music without the chat. It's kind of, yeah, we just add kind of six tracks each week. So it put it on shuffle and just kind of sit back and discover some new music. And beyond Right Call Music and Lost on Radio, we also have Major Label. Major Label is our kind of marketing services team or division, if you like. So we run creative solutions or creative campaigns for artists. So if you want to promote your music, a new release or an EP or an album, we can help you. It's not PR. What we do is slightly different. It's all on the channels you can control. So we don't pitch your music to anyone. We work out how to sell your music on social media. So effectively, it's like kind of creating a mini advertising campaign. We create some videos and some static posts and some audio clips as well, and just kind of bring your song to life over a period of time by kind of tapping into a kind of creative theme or idea. So yeah, check out the website, majorlabel.com. There's a case study section on there. You can see what we've done with other artists. And I guess our sole focus really, in a way, is about getting more people to listen to your music, which sounds like the most obvious thing you've ever heard. But you'd be amazed how many artists will spend a ton of music on, spend a ton of money on music PR or radio pluggers. And actually at the end of a campaign, there has been no uplift in the number of people who actually listen to their music on Spotify, right? So that's kind of our marker for success. We are constantly driving to get more people to discover your music, and that's really what it's all about. So don't get distracted by the marketing. Focus on how you can shift that play count. And that's what we do at Major Label. We've also just started building artist websites as well. So, and it's, you know what, it's so much fun. So, if you are looking for a bit of a website refresh, then come on over to us, drop us a note, and we'll go from there. Right, so we've got time for one more track today. And it's from a duo called Biba DuPont. Collectively, they are Helga Blanco and Zalo Gayoso, and they are based in Spain. Now, we are going to play the title track from their new EP called Harmattan, which I don't believe is on Spotify right now. It's definitely not on Spotify right now. So on the podcast, we're going to play that, but on the playlist, you're going to hear a track from their last EP on Spotify called Six Bullets. So just a bit about them. They have already kind of pulled up trees in Spain. They were selected by Amazon Music as one of the best albums of electronic music in 2017. They were also shortlisted and I think came runners-up in the Independent Music Prize of Spain as well. And they combine kind of minimal piano pieces and textures with electronic soundscapes. So really, really beautiful music. As I say, if you've listened to the show before, you do know how much we like to dot around the genres. So we started with a bit of punk and we're going to end with some really chilled out kind of piano beautifulness. And I hope you enjoy it and I hope it sends you on your way. Until next week, well, I hope to be back regularly next week. So let's say we'll be back next week. If I speak to you, then I kind of have to be right. And thanks to everyone that listens. And as always, all the links to the artists you've heard are on rightcallmusic.com. And enjoy. Thank you.
Listen back to all previous episodes of Lost on Radio at rightchordmusic.com or subscribe for free at iTunes.